弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
啊，你们有圣经的话，请你们跟我一起翻到哥林多前书第八章。
If you have a Bible already, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
我们继续我们在哥林多前书里面的讲道系列。
We will continue the sermon series.On First Corinthians.
今天我们讲到的经文内容是整章的第八章一到十三节。
Today we are going to cover the whole chapter of chapter 8.
那今天讲到的主题我就称它为要防备缺乏爱心的知识。
And I titled today's sermon, Beware of Knowledge Devoid of Love.
要防备呢缺乏爱心的知识。
So we must guard against a knowledge without love.
你知道在教会里面
You know, in the church.
很多时候那个争执的最激烈然后呢弟兄姐妹们之间或教会与教会之间彼此的这个纷争的这些问题是什么
Do you know, what are the most, heated arguments or quarreling among brothers and sisters in a church.
你知道很多时候
What are they?
很多时候并不是因为圣经的真理或者是教义的这个纷争。
Oftentimes, it has nothing to do with Bible teachings or doctrines.
反而是这些问题。
But rather, the questions, the problems are
基督徒礼拜天可不可以去逛街买东西
Whether or not it's appropriate for Christians to do shopping on Sundays.
基督徒礼拜天可不可以去电影院看电影
Whether or not it's appropriate or proper behavior for Christians to watch movies on Sundays.
可不可以去看体育的这个比赛或者可不可以自己参加这个体育的竞赛
or watch sports programs or participate in sports
一个基督徒的女性应不应该化妆
a Christian female should she dress herself up or apply the cosmetics
基督徒可不可以跳舞
can Christians dance
基督徒可不可以喝啤酒
Can Christians drink beer?
喝红酒
Or red wine?
烈酒呢
Or any kind of strong liquor or spirit?
基督徒可不可以参加万圣节的各式各样的活动然后呢甚至换装打扮
So whether or not it's proper or appropriate for Christians to attenddifferent kinds of Halloween activities or dress themselves up.
可能对你们有些人来说这些算是问题吗
Perhaps for some of you, are these really issues?
但事实上的确是问题。
But, truly, these are issues to be worried about by many Christians.
甚至在教会当中有些人会因为这些问题而起很强烈的冲突。
Even to the extent that in the church, many brothers and sisters will get into heated arguments or quarreling because of these issues that I just mentioned.
这里面的像这一类的问题
So, questions like this.
过去我也经历过
I experienced it myself in the past.
今天我知道在教会当中在基督徒的这个群体里面同样的相似的问题同样是在被提出来
Even to this very day as far as I know similar questions or kinds of arguments still occurs in the church
基督徒能不能投票给民主党的候选人
Can Christians vote for democratic candidates
你知道在过去的11月的大选当中
You know, in the past, in the presidential election that was just passed.
我听见了一个在美国很有影响力的一个牧师，他说了这样一句话。
I heard a very influential pastor in America who said this.
他说只要是一个真正的基督徒都会投票给川普。
As long as you are a genuine, real, true Christians, you will, for sure, vote for Trump.
这个有圣经的根据吗？
So, does he have any Bible, passages?
我相信他有他认为圣经的根据。
I believe he's convinced that his statements was based on Bible.
可是我想我们每一个人都可以知道有很多很爱主真正的信主跟随主活出主样式的基督徒是可以是选择选民主党的候选人的。
But we all also know that many Christians who truly love God, who truly live a godly life, they vote for Democrats.
今天在美国有些教会
Today,In some churches in America,
为着因为在疫情当中要不要开放聚会，在教会内部起冲突。
Conflicts arise of on the issue whether or not the church should resume physical worship meetings.
你可能都不敢想，都不能想象，今天甚至在教会当中，戴口罩或不戴口罩，变成弟兄姐妹之间争执的问题所在。
Maybe you cannot imagine even whether or not to wear face covering has become an issue for brothers and sisters to argue about.
基督徒当他们有争执的时候，大家都因为为了要尊重神的话，尊重神的这个属灵的原则，都会想要说我的立场有圣经的根据。
So when Christians come to such arguments in order to prove that their statements or their thoughts are based on the Bible, they would say my attitudes or my feelings, my thoughts are biblically true.
可是事实上这一类的问题就是因为圣经没有明确的指示，所以才会在教会当中起了这么多争执，而且是连年不断的有争执。
Actually, it is precisely because there's no explicitly stated or specific teachings about that these issues that brothers and sisters have come to argue about them.
对不对？有些人会说。主日可不可以去上街买东西啊？可不可以去这个看体育竞赛或者自己参与体育竞赛呢
？So some people may ask whether or not it's appropriate for Christians to do shopping on Sundays or to participate in sports or to watch sports programs.
哎，他们说圣经十诫里面不是说吗？当纪念安息日要守为圣日。
And would cite the Ten Commandments in the Bible. You have to keep the Sabbath.
And keep it holy.
Keep it holy.
可是安息日是一周的第六天啊。
However, the reality
is, 第七天。
Sabbath is the seventh day of a week.
是礼拜六。
It's a Saturday.
所以他圣经讲的不是说你礼拜天不能去买菜，可能要是说礼拜六不可以去上街。买东西。
So, that passage, might be, saying, you cannot, go shopping on Sundays, right? You cannot, go shopping on Saturday. You can go shopping on Sunday, but not on Saturdays.
一个敬虔爱主的女人可以化妆吗？
And, a godly, God-loving, Christian woman, can she apply or cosmetics, or can she dress herself up?
那有人就说，你不知道彼得前书第三章第四节说，不要单注重外面的装饰，要以在里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
And then people will cite Peter chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 4, that a woman, Christian woman, should not pay attention to outward appearance, but rather should keep a gentle and meek heart within.
可是这个不是讲到化妆，这只是讲到一个很广泛的一个对自己装扮的一个心态。
But this Bible passage actually is not talking specifically about applying or not applying cosmetics. Rather, it is broadly referring to a general attitude or feeling that one should have about decoration.
当有人每次要讲到基督徒可不可以跳舞的时候,
whenever people talk about whether or not it is appropriate for Christians to dance,
就很多人马上就要去看诗篇了。And
then many people would go Psalms.
他们说诗篇里面说，他们要跳舞赞美耶和华的名，要击鼓弹琴歌颂他。And
they would cite Psalms as evidence that Christians are allowed or even encouraged to dance because that is what is being described in Psalms.
然后在撒母耳记下，我们看见大卫在神的约柜耶和华的面前极力的跳舞。And
we see in Samuel's Second Samuel that David dances before God.
哪一种电影可以看？哪一种电视剧可以看？哪一种电影不能看？哪一种电视剧不可以看？
What types of movies or TV programs can Christians watch or not watch?
你知道，许多年前那些暴力、充满暴力、充满色情的这些电影，今天对跟今天的电影和电视剧比较起来，根本就是完全好像一点都不严重的电影了。
You know, many years ago, the programs or movies about violence or sex immorality actually are nothing in comparison with today's productions.
基督徒可不可以喝酒?
Can Christians drink?
也许今天在美国来说，我们对这个喝酒不喝酒可能有一个 因为文化上面或社会上面的 的影响，使我们对它有一个概念。
Perhaps today in America, because of culture reasons or social reasons, we have a certain ideas about drinking.
可是每一次这件这个事情被提起来的时候，就会有人举例说，可是在这个世界很多其他国家或地方，他们没有办法喝水，因为他们的用水不像美国这么干净，他们非得要用那些酒是成为他们的饮料或解渴的必要品。
But whenever questions like this are raised, other people would say that in many parts of the world, they are people who have no access to drinking water, so they have nothing but wine to use as drinks.
Yeah. 这样子的，在我们生活当中常常需要面对的事情是没不胜举的。So
examples abound as to issues like this, which we must face in our daily lives.
那这些事情，事实上，你如果说我要去圣经里面找答案，圣经就是没有很明显、很明确的把这些生活上面的。 我们面对的这种事情讲的直接的去讲。So
when we are confronted with such issues, if we go back to the Bible to find definite answers, we will find that the Bible actually does not explicitly or very clearly or very specifically give us guidelines or orders to follow.
有些时候我们可能更宁可圣经讲得清楚。
Many times we would rather that the Bible speaks more clearly or specifically about this issue.
那我就不需要花时间去想，我也不需要花时间与人这个沟通。
then that would spare me time and effort to reflect on to trying to find answers or to communicate with other people about.
可是你知道这一类的问题事实上在我们的生命当中在这个人类的历史的每一个时代当中每一个不一样的文化不一样的环境当中都是必要被属神的儿女去面对的。
But questions like this, as I mentioned before, confronts people or Christians in every historical period of human history, in every culture. These are the issues that we cannot avoid but thinking about.
有些人称这一类的问题和这一类的生活层面所要面对的这些事物称它为一个灰色的地带。
So some people call these issues that we must face every day, they call it gray areas.
是灰色的地带因为圣经并不告诉我们说做这样子是对的或者是做这样是错的。
It is called, quote unquote, the gray area is because the Bible does not give us a black or white answers to them.
可是虽然圣经没有明确的直接的说这是对的或是错的却是我们在我们的生活当中在我们的这个人生里面需要有一个决定需要有一个观点的认定。
However, despite of the fact that the Bible does not give us a very specific, clear solutions to those problems, we must face it and we must find solutions.
在个从个人的层面来讲，我们需要做一个定夺。许多时候，作为一个基督徒，一个教会的一个整体的见证上面来说，我们也需要有一个定夺。
On a personal level or individual level or on a church as a whole, collective or corporate level, we both must make decisions about how to act when faced with such problems.
我们所讲的我们所提到的这个灰色地带不是在圣经里面所讲的很清楚的错误的事情。
When we speak of the gray area, we are not referring to what the Bible has clearly stated are wrong.
不可以杀人。
For instance, do not kill.
不可以对人有仇恨。
Do not have hatred toward people.
不可以偷窃。
Don't steal.
不可以说谎。
Don't lie.
不可以有奸淫。
Do not commit fornication or adultery.
不可以有自私的心。
Don't be selfish.
这一切我们都很明白是错的，我们不会去碰它。圣经很明白的讲。
We are very clear about the answers to these questions. We will not commit those sins.
可是同样，旧约和新约里面也讲了许许多的，我们该做的是对的，是好的事情。
On the other hand.Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, the Bible also tells us explicitly what to do, what we ought to do.
要爱人如己。
For instance, you have to love your neighbor as yourself.
对于有需要的人，我们要去帮助。
We have to help those in need.
我们不但是要为人祷告，我们要在他们的实际的生活上面的需要，我们需要供应他们。
We not only pray for those in need, we also must give them tangible helps.
我们要做那对的事情，我们要做那让人敬重的事情，我们要做那些在神的面前是看为公义的事情。
We have to do right things. We have to do things that people respect.We have to lead a godly life before God.
我们要用神的话，然后以身作则的教导我们的孩子。
We have to use God's words and to teach our children. We also have to model our teachings before our children.
我们要维护我们的婚姻。
We have to protect and defend our marriage.
我需要在我与我的配偶的关系上面，我需要有投入。
I have to invest time and efforts in my relationship with my spouse.
这些事情圣经告诉我们要做是好的，我们也知道我们必须去做。
And for all of these things, the Bible tells us they are good and we must do them.
但是在这些许多好的、善的、对的事情跟这些坏的、错的、恶的事情当中，就有这样的一个灰色地带，是我们生活当中所需要面对的许许多多的事情。
There is, however, a gray area between what is right, good, and worthy of doing, and what is wrong, evil, and not worthy of doing.
那我们需要去面对他们，我们也需要对他们有一个我们知道能够是正确的，或者是一个好的方向去处理他们。
We have to understand these questions. We have to have a find answers to them. We have to adopt a right attitude as to how to deal with them.
那有些时候我们就要靠着我们的在神面前的良心、良知，我们来做取舍。
And in some cases, we have to rely on our conscience before God to make a decision.
有些时候呢，我们真的需要借着祷告，借着圣灵在神的面前寻求，使我们知道我们该如何取舍。
And other times, we will have to pray about them. We have to seek the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
神的心意是要我们属神的人有自由。
The will of the God of God is that we who belong to them enjoy complete freedom or liberty.
神借着主耶稣基督拯救我们，是使我们从捆绑当中得自由。
The very reason that God saves us through Jesus Christ is for us. To be removed, to be free of slavery of sins.
神的拯救不是将我们带入他的这个光明的国度之后，然后再加注于我们的身上，是一连串的规定、规矩和命令，让我们又变成好像被安上了这个律法的重担。
It is not God's will, and it is not God's act that once He has brought us out of darkness into light, then He imposed a set of rules, regulations, or constraints upon us and made us to follow so-called legalism.
哥林多后书三章十七节就说，主的灵在那里，那里就有自由。
Second Corinthians
3:17
Where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom.
然后在雅各书第一章二十五节里面，他也说我们要详细观察的是那全备的，是那使人自由的律法。
In James
1:25
In James 1:25, is said, but the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
我们在主耶稣基督的拯救之中，弟兄姐妹，我们不再受到律法的捆绑，我们乃是得到主耶稣基督他所赐给我们恩典的自由。
So, in the salvation, redemptive work of Jesus Christ, it is not for us to be bound by a set of rules or hard and fast rules or regulations, but rather to gain a complete and perfect freedoms in Him.
你看在哥林多这个哥林多前书八章第九节怎么说啊？但是你们要谨慎，恐怕你们所得到的这个自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
On the other hand, 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 tells us, But take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak.
你知道使徒彼得也在彼得前书二章十六节里面说，你们虽然是自由的，可是却不可以借着自由遮盖恶毒，但你总要做神的仆人。
Apostle Peter also says in 1 Peter 2:16, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil, but living as servants of God.
这个遮盖恶毒就是对待别人的凶狠的心。
So the expression cover up for evil means an evil heart toward other people.
那当我们在面对这些所谓的灰色地带的时候，我们要怎么样的，我们有没有一个方式或一些原则，让我们能够去知道我们能够合神心意的去做一个取舍和一个决定呢？
So when we are situated in the quote unquote gray area, what decisions can we make that is after God's will and act according to His will?
我想跟各位分享几个问题。这几个问题呢，当我们在问的时候，可以帮助我们面对这些所谓灰色地带，在生活当中所要面对的黑色地带。
I would like to share with you several questions. When we are confronted with these questions, this would help us to clarify what we ought to do or what we ought not to do.
第一个问题，我们要问自己。
The first question.We need to ask ourselves.
这件事情我要做的是必要的吗？
Is this thing concerned an absolute necessity for me to do?
这是必要的吗？还是说这只是一种过度或过剩的行为和事物？
If is this an absolute necessity or if it is just some excess?
Yeah.因为如果是过剩或者是这种过度的行为或事物，事实上这对我们来说会，事实上反而是会造成一种负面的影响，对不对？
If it is just an excess, then it will have a negative impact on us, isn't it?
圣经里面事实上特别是在箴言和这个传道书里面提到许多关于这种必要性的跟过度性的分别。
So, in the Bible, as, in particular, in Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, they talked about, many such behaviors which are not absolute, necessity, which are just sort of excess or,
比如说,
for
睡觉是需要的。
For instance, we all need, sleep.
睡觉是需要的。
So, sleep is an absolute necessity.
但你一天睡16个小时，睡20个小时，是不是过剩或过度啊？
But if you sleep for
16 hours
or even 20 hours per day, then this would be regarded as excessive behavior.
吃东西是需要的。
Eating is necessary.
但是你老去那吃到饱，所谓包肥的餐馆。
But if you always go to restaurants such as all you can eat,
这个是需要呢，还是过剩？
Is this a necessity or an excess?
买东西总是需要的。
Do shopping is necessary.
但是有没有一种买东西是过度的或过剩的？
But will we go beyond a necessity to buy unnecessary things which then would be excess?
你老买东西，东西堆在家里，过了几年碰都没有碰，这个是必要的还是过度或过剩呢？
You buy a lot of things and you pile them up at your home and after several years, they become useless. Is this necessity or excess?
玩电脑游戏是可以的。
Play video games is good.
是一种娱乐，是一种消遣。
It is an entertainment, is a recreational activity.
是一个让人放松的事情，不错。
It can help us relax.
但是有没有一种玩电脑游戏的方式是你成为变成过度和过剩的娱乐呢？
But is there a way in which you play video games that would be considered excess or unnecessary?
第二点。
The second point.
这对我有益处吗？这对我有帮助吗？
Does this activity or thing in question of help to me?
是不是哥林多前书第六章第十二节我们几个月前看过的，他说凡事我都可行，但不都是有益处。
As we studied several weeks ago in the past, in 1 Corinthians, it said that everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
所以我们不是只是想做这件事情会不会给我们带来负面的影响，我们同样要去考虑，当我做这件事情的时候，会不会对我带来益处，是不是对我有帮助的。
So, on one hand, we need to, consider whether or not, this thing, will have negative impact on me. On the other hand, we also have to, think whether or not, this act or this thing, will have positive, in me, will help me.
当我做这件事情或拥有这个东西的时候，它会不会使我更成为一个属神的人呢？
If I do this thing, or if I own or possess this thing, will it help me to become an even mature Christian?
当我做这件事情或游泳这件事情的时候，是不是我生命的见证是更像一个神的儿女？
If I do this, or if I own this, will it make me mirror God even better, even more.
第三点。
The third point.
或第三个问题。
The third question.
我是不是已经被这件事情或这个东西所控制了，还是我是对它有一个完全的掌控？
Am I now being controlled by this thing, or do I still have mastery over it?
哥林多前书六章第十二节的后半节，他不是说无论哪一件事情凡事都可行，但是无论哪一件事情我总不受他的辖制。
Isn't it 1 Corinthians chapter 6 it said that everything is permissible, but I will not be mastered by it.
你看见了吗？这不是对错的问题。
So, brothers and sisters, this is not a matter of right or wrong.
我是被这件事情所控，不得不去做，还是说我是超然的，我是掌控的，我是可以做决定的，我可以随时停，我可以随时开始。
Am I now being controlled or mastered by this thing and have to do it under compulsion, or am I still the master of it? I can decide for myself whether or not or when to do it.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个是我们要对自己的一个省察和认识。
But brothers and sisters, it's up to us to do self-examination.
你可以在爱心当中温柔地提醒你旁边的人。
You can gently remind other people with love.
但是你不能用你自己个人对这件事情的看法去加注于他人身上。
But you should not impose on them what you think are right. Impose on them your own standards.
不是说你不能去做，而是你去做了不会有正面的效果，只会惹别人的烦。
It is not that you cannot do it, but rather if you do it, then there will not be a positive impact on other people. You will only cause them to be angry or to have an unpleasant
feeling. 所以神的话是要让我们对我们自己反省，不是拿来去强迫别人的行为，知道吗？So
God's words are for us, to give us a basis. On which we can do our own, examine ourselves. It is not for us, meant for us to impose, God's words on other people.
好, 第四个问题我们要问的就是，做这件事情能够使我更像基督吗？
The fourth question we need to ask yourself, ourselves is that, if I do this thing, will it make me more like Jesus?
约翰一书二章第六节，人若说他在主里面，就该自己照着主所行的去行。John,
First John, chapter 2,
verse 6.
It says, "Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked."
主耶稣基督拯救了我们。
Jesus Christ saved us.
神借着圣灵在我们的心中有了一个更新。
God renewed us through the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命是被神塑造，是越来越像基督的生命。
Our life is being shaped, reframed, and transformed by God so that we would be more and more like Jesus Christ.
我们被神的话语，圣经的话语塑造。
We are being shaped and remade by Jesus, by God's words.
我们受圣灵的引领，使我们的生命能够沉淀，能够成熟。
By the leading of the Holy Spirit, our lives are getting more and more mature.
所以在我们的思想和意志。 然后在我们的行为当中，我们会越来越像主。So
in our thoughts, in our minds, and in our feelings, emotions, and so on, we are more and more like Jesus.
当我做这件事情的时候，我更像主耶稣吗？
So if I do this thing, will it make me more like Jesus?
或者我们也可以这样想，当我在做这件事情的时候。 我的主耶稣基督会很高兴的，很喜乐的跟我一起做吗？
Or we can think about this matter this way. If I do this thing, will it please Jesus Christ?
第五个问题我们可以问就是这件事情荣耀神吗？
The fifth question that we can ask ourselves is whether or not I can glorify God by doing this.
哥林多前书第十章第三十一节的后半节，他说啊，无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行。First
Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, the second part. Whatever we do, we must do it to glorify God.
是不是？31节前面讲到，无论是吃或喝，你看，连吃什么、喝什么、什么时候吃、什么时候喝，这个是生活上面，有时候我们觉得琐碎、这个很平凡的事情。可是神说，不是只是道德上面，不是只是这种好像在生命当中极具影响的事情上面，我们才尊重神。不是的，是无论何事，我们都要为着荣耀神而去行。
The Bible tells us whether in eating or drinking, we must do it to the glory of God. So we have to be careful here. God is not saying that only those issues related to morality or very important, crucial, influential things in life that we need to glorify God. Even the ordinary things like eating and drinking, we ought to do it to the glory of God.
这些都是事实上，这些都是很实际的、原则性的，可以带给我们帮助的，是不是？
These are all underlying principles that we may abide by and which can help us. To make decisions.
然后第六个问题，那这就是 哥林多前书第八章里面所提到的。这第六个问题我们要问自己的，就是当我在做这件事情的时候，我是否能够展现出我对弟兄姐妹的爱？
And the next question we need to ask ourselves is being stated in chapter 8. When I do these things, will it manifest my love for brothers and sisters?
我做一个比例。
Let me give you an example.
什么叫做彰显对弟兄姐妹们的爱？
What does it mean by show or manifest my love for brothers and sisters?
可能我说我是一个很成熟的基督徒了。
Maybe I regard myself as a very mature Christian.
我也读圣经。
I read the Bible.
我旧约新约都读。
I read both the Old Testament and the New Testament. I also attend classes.
然后我自己还去研究它。
I also study the Bible myself.
圣经里面没有说我不可以喝一杯红酒。
The Bible does not, nowhere in the Bible tells me that I cannot drink a cup of red wine.
所以喝红酒对我来说不是一件错的事情。
So for me, drinking a glass of a red wine is not a wrongful act.
讲了半个多钟头了，现在口渴了。
After I preached for half an hour, I'm now thirsty.
过去一周啊，工作很繁忙，真的是压力很大，我想要松懈一下。
And I just have had a very stressful and hectic week, and I need to relax a little bit.
所以假如我手上拿起来的不是这瓶水，而是一杯红酒呢？
So if what my hand holds here is not a bottled water, but rather a glass of wine.
我今天有考虑带一杯红酒来讲它。
Actually, today I was considering to bring a
你想弟兄姐妹，你想想看，如果今天你的牧师在讲台上面拿起一杯红酒在那边品尝。
So just a brothers and sisters, just picture this. Today, during sermons, your pastors takes up a glass of wine.
那你看教会里面弟兄姐妹是不是开始要这个示威游行了？
So, very likely, brothers and sisters of church will have a protest.
要不然的话就要开始骂牧师了。
Or maybe, they will start to curse or scold at.
哪有牧师讲到喝酒的？
There's no pastor, who would do this when, he, preaches.
讲到喝酒的牧师不像样。
It does not become his role or position for a pastor.
要不然就是被骂。
Or maybe people will start to.
要不然就是弟兄姐妹要示威。
Or brothers and sisters will stage a demonstration or protest.
要不然弟兄姐妹们就怎么样？就是迷糊了，不知道该怎么样去想的。
Or maybe some other brothers and sisters will become confused.
有些弟兄姐妹们他就心里面就不舒服，然后呢他们可能就觉得他们是这个受到了心中就是觉得这是不正确的。
So, some brothers and sisters, may feel very uncomfortable or even unpleasant, and they think this is not right for a pastor.
因为对在他们的观念当中，一个属神的人，一个基督徒在生活当中不应该是这样子惬意的然后喝酒的人。
Because, in their, concepts, a godly, person, should not, just drink, wine as he please.
所以你看见吗？问题不是喝酒本身是对还是错。
So, do you see it? The issue, what is at the core, of this matter is not whether or not drinking itself is right or wrong.
问题是当我们在我们这个现在的现实的这个现在的这种这个时刻的环境和文化当中，会不会有人对这些事情产生疑问？
The issue is that whether in the current culture or society that we are situated in, whether or not this act would offend people.
如果对人会产生问题，而且产生反感，或心中产生这个不舒服的时候，那我就不需要去做它。
If this issue would raise a doubt or questions in some people's mind, or even offend them, or cause them to be uncomfortable or unpleasant, then I will not do it.
所以重点是，弟兄姐妹，就是说，有很多的在我们的这个生活上面，许多的事情不是它对还是错。
So, the point is that many things that we encounter in our lives, is not a matter of whether or wrong.
事实上，很多事情不是圣经里面说是错的，或是坏的，或者是恶的。
And many things actually are not stated in the Bible as wrongful things.
但是呢，有些事情我不做，有些事情你也不做，因为我们知道它会造成别人负面的影响。
But there are things that I do not do. There are things that you do not do because we have a loving obligation to the feelings and attitudes of other people in the church.
但是我们要记得，弟兄姐妹，当我们愿意这样子去做的时候，不是因为我怕被别人批判。
We have to note this. When I do this thing or I do not do this thing, it's not because I'm afraid to be criticized by people.
Or judged
by people.
我不是怕别人要批判我。
It's not because I'm afraid that people will pass judgment on me.
也不是因为我怕我如果做或不做这件事情，我会不会得到别人的接纳。
And it is not because whether or not I will be accepted by people.
我之所以会选择不去做这些我可以做的事情，
The very reason, or maybe the only reason for me to not do what I can do,
是因为我对我的弟兄姐妹至深的爱，
is because of my love for my brothers and sisters.
是因为我要爱护，我要保护，我要珍惜那些主耶稣基督为他们舍命的弟兄姐妹。
is because I need, or I want to, protect, to love, and to treasure those for whom Jesus Christ has given up his life.
弟兄姐妹，这就是哥林多前书第八章里面这些信徒所面对的问题啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the issues that brothers and sisters in 1 Corinthians are facing in chapter 8.
圣灵借着保罗告诉我们的这个真理的原则，就是问题所在不是对和错，而是你有没有爱。
The underlying principles is that, is not whether or not, this matter, this is a matter of right or wrong, but rather, whether or not you have genuine love for your brothers and sisters.
这是讲到我们在生活当中太多的这些所谓灰色地带，的这个生活的层面。当我们去想它，当我们去做或不做的时候，我们也没有想到我们的生活的呈现是怎么样的影响着我们的弟兄姐妹。
So in our daily lives, there are many things we ought to reflect on, to make a decision as to whether or not we do it. We have to keep in mind, bear in mind that whether or not this will affect my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我的生活的呈现是不是表现出我对弟兄姐妹们的爱？
So what I do, what I say in life, does it manifest my love for brothers and sisters in Christ?
我们现在回来看到这个经文的第八章第一节。
So that's turn to chapter 8, verse 1.
他说, 论到祭偶像之物, 我们晓得我们有知识。
Now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge.
弟兄姐妹, 很多时候我们读圣经的时候, 这点很重要, 我们读圣经的时候, 我们看的时候, 我们想要圣经的经文跟我们今天的生活, 我们所面对的事情, 我们希望它是有关联的。
This is a very important point. When we study Bible or read the Bible, we all always like to come to make to be able to make connections between Bible teachings and our real life in reality.
这个是必要的.
This is essential.
Yeah, Scripture has to be relevant to our lives. 是不是? 圣经的话语要跟我们的生命是有连结的。 那所以我们看到第一节的时候，论到祭偶像之物，那我们很多人就说，那这段经文我看第八章跟我没有关系。我们今天我没有偶像，我也没有祭偶像的东西。
So if we use this principle in reading Bible, then when we see concerning food offered to idols, we may ask ourselves, actually in today's culture or in my surroundings, there is no food offered to idols.
所以，但是弟兄姐妹们， 虽然也许我们面对的直接的问题不是偶像的问题， 但是我们会看见， 我们今天这个讲道当中， 我们就会看见事实上他们所面对的这个原则性的问题， 跟原则性的解决， 事实上跟我们今天所面的是再切身不过的。
So even though on the surface, we have nothing to do with the food offered to idols, but the underlying principles in the Bible passage really has high relevancy to our daily life.
今天在美国，对我们对这个偶像、对祭偶像的东西， 我们比较, 不需要去面对它。
Today in America, we do not need to face issues related to food offering to idols.
可是在世界各处, 包括许许多多我们, 这个, 生长, 成长的, 这个我们的家乡里面, 这个偶像和拜偶像的事情是, 基本上是在这个社, 在那边的社会里面, 是寻常的。
But, in many parts of the world, such as, in the countries where we grew up, this food being offered to idols, this is a very an ever-present issues.
哥林多的这个城市在当时就是一个偶像假神充斥的一种社会。
So this very city of Corinth, at that time, this city is full of idols.
因为他们完全的是一个希腊文化和罗马帝国文化的一个呈现，最等于说是最高峰的一个大城。
Because in this city we find influences of both Greek and Roman cultures.
成百上千的，你要想到什么样的神，他们就有什么样的神。
They have tens and thousands of different gods.
他们对灵界的事情，他们很热衷。
They are very interested in spiritual things.
你记得保罗当时碰到的一个地方, 他们为了要能够敬拜所有的神, 他们还有一个是没有名不知道的神。
There is a place where Paul once was. They are the people are worshiping gods even they do not know.
所以对他们来说，在生活上面就是跟这个灵界、跟这些假神偶像是息息相关、分不开的。So
for them, their real life situations are inextricably intertwined with this gods or false gods.
他们到市场去买菜、要买肉的时候
，When they go shopping in markets.
基本上你如果要买到肉，可能那些肉都是献祭过的肉，献祭给假神的肉。
If you buy meat, most likely the meat was once offered to gods, to idols.
你如果去朋友家，去亲戚家，
If you visit your friends or relatives,
如果他们请你吃饭，
If they treat you to a meal,
他们很可能他们所用的肉就是祭过偶像的肉。
Most likely, the meat they treat you with has been offered to Bibles.
你们记不记得哥林多这个前书是哥林多的信徒写信去给保罗，问一些关于他们在生活当中他们所面对的一些很切身的问题。
So as you may remember, Paul's letter to the Corinthian church was occasioned by members in the church who wrote Paul to ask him about certain to clarify certain issues.
记得第七章一开始的时候，他就说：“论到你们信上所提的事情，是不是？”
For instance, in chapter 7, verse 1, now concerning the matters about which you wrote.
然后他们就问了关于婚姻的事情：一个信徒跟一个不信的人可不可以结婚？如果已经结了婚，是不是要离婚？他就问了这些很多关于他们生活上面很切身的问题。
So this brothers and sisters ask questions from their daily lives. For instance, marriage, whether or not a believer should marry an unbeliever, and so on.
然后到了第八节，他就讲到论到祭偶像的事情，这个不是一年做一次两次的事情，是他们天天都要面对他们在社会上面的一些风气习俗的切身的问题。
And in chapter 8, the verse 1 say, now concerning food offered to the idols. So the questions that those brothers and sisters raised to Paul are very much related to their daily lives.
你看到吗？在他们的生活层面上面，社会上面的风气，他们过去的习惯就是到这个他们的这些庙宇里面吃东西祭拜，然后上市场买菜，去朋友家人家坐下来吃饭，他们都知道他们吃的东西都是献祭过的。
So, we can tell that, these brothers and sisters know that whether eating or drinking or do anything in their daily lives, they cannot escape the influence of
their world and society and culture, right?
The worldly society and culture.
所以你看到弟兄姐妹，你们看到了吗？他们问这件事情的问题，他们问这件问题的背后的心态是这个世界。这个社会是这样子做，这是潮流。以前我们跟着这个社会的潮流去做，没有什么不对。但是今天我成了基督徒，今天我成了神的儿女，难道我的生活，我的这个抉择，还是跟着这个社会上的潮流一般吗？还是我要有不同
？So the mindset behind their raising this question is that, They, before they became a Christian, they could, conform to the pattern of the world. But now that they have become, Christians, they consider themselves, no longer worldly, but spiritual. So their question is, do we still, follow the customs or the cultures of the world?
圣经没有说祭过假神的肉不可以吃。
The Bible does not explicitly tell us that we cannot eat a food which has been offered to idols.
圣经没有说，如果你的家人不信神，然后他们请你去他们的婚宴里面有肉的话，因为祭过假神，你就别去。
The Bible does not tell us that if you cannot attend the wedding banquet of people if they offer food to you which has been offered to idols.
你看这是不是跟我们讲到今天我们面对的问题很相似啊？
So this is the situation they were faced with is very similar to ours.
主日可以上街买东西吗？
Can we go shopping on Sundays?
主日可以去看球赛吗？可不可以自己去做体育竞赛呢？
Can we watch sports or even participate in sports?
我可以喝酒吗？
Can I drink?
我可以跳舞吗？
Can I dance?
我可不可以看电影啊？
Can I watch movies?
我可不可以看 Netflix 啊？
Can I watch from Netflix?
男生可以留长头发吗？
Can men wear long hair?
女孩子穿衣服可以露肩膀吗？
Can girls show their shoulders
can they wear tank tops? Right? 今天我们的社会，我们所居住的这个社会和我们的文化当中，大家都在做的事情，我们可不可以做？
So these are very common things in the society and culture that we are situated in.
所以
So can Christians do this as well?
这就是他们面对的问题，弟兄姐妹，这也是我们今天面对的问题啊。
So questions like this were faced by Corinthian brothers and sisters is also being faced by us today.
保罗事实上告诉了他们，也等于说是神今天在告诉我们。
Paul actually has provided answers to them, and Paul indirectly also is providing answers to us.
这些世界上面许许多多的事情都可以去做。
There are many things in the world that you are allowed, you are permitted to do.
我们可以跟世界上面不甚是神的人一样，可以去享受这个世界上面神所赐给我们的享受。
We can, just like those people in the world, those non-Christians, we can also enjoy things that they enjoy.
你有这样子的知识，你有这样子的自由。
You have such knowledge and you have such freedom.
但是你的知识跟你的自由，
However,
要跟你对弟兄姐妹的爱要联合在一起。
However, your knowledge and your freedom has to be balanced out with your love for brothers and sisters.
因为在哥林多的教会里面就有一群信徒。
Because there was a group of Christians in Corinthian church.
信主多年。
They were believers for a long time.
所以灵命成熟。
So they are very mature spiritually.
对圣经有知识。
They have a deep Bible knowledge.
对神的信心很踏实。
They have a solid faith in God.
所以他们就说啊，这些事情我都能做。
So, this type of brothers and sisters would say, all of these things I can do.
这些事情我都要去享受。
All of these things I will enjoy.
那偶像不算什么事情吗？
Because idols are nothing.
它不会影响我的。
Idols will have no impact.
我吃或者我不吃，事实上无所谓。
Whether I eat this kind of food or not, it really doesn't matter.
可是只要我自己在神的面前知道这不抵触神的话。
As long as before God, I have a clear conscience that I am not offending God's words.
然后这些肉呢，又是最便宜，但是又是最好的这个等级的肉，那我就要去好好的享受，我要完全自由的去使用，然后去做它。
This meat has best quality as inexpensive, so I will use my Christian freedom and enjoy it.
对不对？神说了嘛，世界上面一切所造的都是为了赐给我们，让我们去享受的。
Because God says that all the creations in the world is for us human beings to enjoy.
只要我凭着感恩的心，我什么事情都可以做啊。
As long as I have a grateful heart, everything is permissible.
可是呢，同样的有基督徒，圣经上面称他们为软弱的弟，这个弟兄姐妹。
There is another group of Christians, who the Bible says are weak.
可是事实上，软弱不是表示他们有错。
Actually, weak does not mean that they are in the wrong.
讲到是他们信心的年幼。
The weak refers to the relative, young or immaturity of their faith.
他们是初信的。
They are, new believers.
他们刚在属灵的生命当中，他们是婴孩。
They are just, baby.
他们刚才从这个世俗上面的这个追求和享乐当中被拯救出来。
They, are just saved from their worldly pursuits.
他们知道以前他们是过着为了自己，为了这个情欲上面的需要而尽情的这个生活的方式，他们被主耶稣基督拯救了，他们有一个新的生命，他们已经掉头了，不再走世界的路，走神的路。
They know, that, they used to follow, the worldly patterns. They used to follow their own, lustful desires. But now that they have been saved by Jesus Christ, they have turned away from their former ways of living.
而当他们在这样子清新的在跟随主的时候，他们看见了一群信主多年，在他们的观念当中是一些成熟老练的信徒，却在做那些他们唾弃他们不要再去做的事情。
But when they are eagerly pursue God's way and following Jesus Christ, they see a group of believers who are doing what they believe are not supposed to be done.
那保罗就告诉他们说，弟兄姐妹啊。
So Paul here tells them, brothers and sisters,
你们是有知识的。
You have knowledge.
神也要我们有知识。
God also wants us to have knowledge.
神要我们对他的圣经有一个清楚、正确、完全的认识和了解。
God wants us to have a complete and comprehensive and clear understanding of the Bible.
然后神要我们在知识上面长进成熟。
God wants us to grow in the knowledge of Him.
但是在知识的成长过程当中，弟兄姐妹，我们一定要有爱弟兄姐妹的心。
However, in the process of gaining knowledge, we also must have a loving heart for brothers and sisters.
我们不但要追求知识上面的成长，弟兄姐妹，我们要追求爱心上面的成长。
We need to pursue a growth of knowledge, but at the same time, we also need to grow in our love for brothers and sisters.
我们在自己的灵命的成长，或者是我们对主的追求，弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面，我们所要注重的是知识，是神话语的增进。
So, in our spiritual growth, in the church, we need to pay attention to knowledge, the gaining of knowledge.
神的话语是我们信心的基础。
So, the acquisition of such knowledge is important because it is the basis of our faith.
可是如果我们只有在知识上面成长，弟兄姐妹，而没有对弟兄姐妹们的爱心上面并重的成长。
However, if we only grow in our knowledge, but do not grow in our love for brothers and sisters,
那我们就离开了神的心意了。
Then we are departing from God's will.
你知道，那我们就成了什么？一种属灵的灵霸。
then we become a someone who only has a spiritual knowledge.
No, we become spiritual bullies to our brothers and sisters. 我们成长, 我们成熟, 我们有了力量, 我们有了知识。
We grow, we mature, we have strength, we have knowledge.
而我们转头看到我们的这些年幼的, 软弱的, 属灵的, 婴孩的弟兄姐妹,
And when we see our younger, spiritually younger, like a baby-like brothers and sisters,
然后我们跟他们说, 你的信心软弱,
And then we tell them, your faith is weak.
你要学我一样, 在主耶稣基督里面有自由,
You have to imitate me.
喝酒抽烟,
to enjoy freedom in Christ. So drinking wine and smoking are not sins.
主日早晨聚会, 或者是主日早晨去打球, 或者是去上街买东西, 这跟我的信心和属灵的生命是没有关系的, 你要学我一样。
Attending a worshiping meeting on Sundays or rather play games on Sundays. This has nothing to do with my spiritual maturity.
你跟我一起, 我们开始一个玩电脑游戏的团契, 我们大家一起打电脑。
So, why don't you join us in forming a video playing club?
我们却没想到,
It does not occur to us, however. When we impose our knowledge or our spiritual maturity on other brothers and sisters,
我们就是在对那些弟兄姐妹们的身上在做凌霸的事。
We become a spiritual bully to those so-called weak brothers and sisters.
因为我力气大, 因为我人的身高体壮, 所以我在这个游戏场上面, 我就欺负那个比我年幼的, 低年级的这个同学, 或者是身体比较软弱的, 这个同学, 是不是这样子?
Just like because I'm physically strong and I am taller, so I bully those who are physically weaker.
弟兄姐妹, 如果我是信心强壮, 如果我是知识丰富, 如果我是灵命成熟的,
Brothers and sisters, if I am a strong Christian in terms of knowledge, spiritual maturity, and the faith.
我的责任是去保护, 是去爱护, 是去帮助那些比我软弱, 然后呢, 信心比我幼小, 但是在成长的道路上面的弟兄姐妹, 是不是?
My responsibility will be to protect, to defend, and to love those brothers and sisters who are younger believers and who are pursuing God's truth.
今天在教会当中, 或者说在今天的这个社会上面, 人跟人之间彼此的冲突, 很多时候弟兄姐妹, 不是圣经上面的真理的冲突。
Nowadays, many conflicts between brothers and sisters do not arise from a conflict over biblical truth.
教会的纷争甚至分裂, 是因为我们行为上面, 或者是观念上面, 或者是性格上面的不同。
A church's division the forming of factions do not very often does not arise from
not from differences in biblical doctrines, but rather it's because of differences in personality, in preferences. 那我们忘记了弟兄姐妹, 我们的目的是要去爱人。
We forget that our purpose is to love people.
主要赐我们智慧。
God will give us wisdom.
神赐给我们属天的知识。
God give us heavenly knowledge.
但是我们的生命之所以与主连结，是因为他爱我们。
But the reason that our lives are connected with the Lord, that's because He loves us.
他让我们看见他的爱，他让我们看见他的呵护，他让我们看见他的能力的庇护。
He let us see His love for us, His protection, and His provision and His ability.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
这是我们同样在神的面前我们需要能够做到的。
In the same way, we need to act accordingly before God to our brothers and sisters.
我要在神的话语上面我要长进。
I want to grow in my knowledge of God's words.
但是我要在爱神的心上和爱弟兄姐妹们的心上我同样要长进。
But I also need to grow in my love for God and in my love for brothers and sisters.
在我带领我孩子的教育孩子的这条路上。
When I educate and raise my children.
我不是只是要在知识上面在对错上面给他们做榜样和教导他们。
I not only teach them knowledge, teach them to distinguish between right and wrong.
我要能够去体贴他们这个幼小的生命这个成长的过程我要在爱的里面我能够灌输他们知识
I also need to understand to be thoughtful about their minds their growing process
弟兄姐妹在我与我的配偶之间的这个应对上面
and in myDealings with my spouse.
我不是只是用知识在跟他沟通，然后争执，然后因为做事情的方式和看事情的感受不一样，所以我们就起冲突。
I should not communicate with him from my own perspective, using my own thinkings, my thoughts and my behavior.
我甚至用神的话直接的去骂对方
or even scold at the other party with God's words
我是对的
I am right
圣经上面没有说这样是错的所以我要这样做你就非得要跟着我一起做不可
The Bible does not tell us that this is wrong so you must follow me in doing this as well
这是没有爱心的知识
And this is a kind of knowledge without love.
这是造成伤害的知识。
This is a knowledge that is harmful.
这是一种凌霸的行为。
This is an act of a spiritual
bullyism.
Bullies.
你看弟兄姐妹，所以啊，保罗给我们的结论是什么？第十一节。
So Paul gives us a conclusion in verse 11.
如果我们影响了这个另外一个信徒的良心，使他们，我们成为了他们的绊脚石。这个弟兄或姐妹，他是主耶稣基督为他而死的那位。
And so by your knowledge, this weak person is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died.
你有没有想过？
Have you ever thought about this?
主耶稣基督爱这个人，爱到一个地步，将他的生命都给了他。难道我不能为了这位弟兄或姐妹，而能够不去做一些我知道我可以做的事情吗？
Even Jesus Christ so loved these brothers and sisters that he gave up his life for him. So,shouldn't I do something just for the benefit of this brother, even though it means some sacrifice on my part?
啊，十二节告诉我们说，如果我们伤害了这位弟兄、这位姐妹
，the verse 11 tells us if we destroy or even if we wound these brothers and sisters.
你知道这包括可能这是你的太太或者是你的先生。
This person may be your husband or maybe your wife.
这可能是你的孩子。
Or maybe your children.
如果我们因为让他们的良心受到伤害，这是得罪他们，而当我们得罪他们，就是得罪基督了。
If their conscience is wounded because of us, then we are sinning against him and we are sinning against Jesus Christ.
基督用他那无限宝贵的生命赎回了这个人，你却去重伤他。
Jesus Christ gave up his precious life to redeem this brother, and yet you do harm to him.
因为你成熟。
Just because you are more mature.
因为你有自由。
Just because you have freedom in Christ.
因为你有知识。
Just because you have knowledge.
不。弟兄姐妹，保罗说啊，如果这些事情使我的兄弟跌倒，那我就永远不去做它，因为我不要我的兄弟跌倒，我要建立我的兄弟姐妹。
The answer is no, because Paul here tells us, if whatever I do makes my brother or sisters fall into sin, then I would rather not to do it, because my responsibility is to build him or her up.
在这些所谓灰色地带的事上，弟兄姐妹，
In all things that fall into the so-called gray area,
很多是我可以做的。
There are many things that I can do.
很多是我可以享受的。
There are many things that is my right to enjoy.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我可以因着爱我的弟兄姐妹，我不去做它。
But because of my love for my brothers and sisters, I refrain from doing them.
对，是个牺牲。
This is a sacrifice.
但是一个满足的牺牲。
But it is a sacrifice that will bring us satisfaction.
是一个爱的牺牲。
It's a loving sacrifice.
这样的牺牲是带给我们心中满足愉悦的。
This kind of sacrifice will bring to us satisfaction and fulfillment.
这也是能够带给你我在生命当中主耶稣基督祝福的牺牲。
This also can bring us blessings from in life from Jesus Christ.
但愿神的家中，但愿属神的教会里面，但愿属神的儿女都有这种有爱心的知识。
Let's hope that in God's home, in God's family, and among brothers and sisters, we have a kind of knowledge that is filled with love.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话语是何等的宝贵。
Your words are indeed very precious.
主，你赐给我们那属天的知识。
You give us a spiritual heavenly knowledge.
你开了我们那属灵的眼睛。
You open our spiritual eyes.
啊，你让我们的信心成长，你让我们的灵命成熟。
You let us grow spiritually, and you allow us to grow in faith.
但是同样的，主，你的心意是要让我们充满着爱心。
But in the same at the same time, it is your will that we are filled with we are full of love for brothers and sisters.
因为你的真理。祝你的话语，你的拯救永远都是从你所赐给我们的爱中而发出的。
Because your words, your salvation, your acts all come from love.
求主你向我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to each and every one of us.
主，让我们要在你话语的真理上面，我们要扎根。
Help us take root in your words.
让我们能够享受在你里面所得到的自由和享受。
Help us enjoy the liberty or freedom that we have in you.
但是也让我们用爱心来为我们的弟兄姐妹们牺牲。
But on the other hand, help us to be able to sacrifice with love. This is a matter of whether or not we can do it.
而是我有没有在做与不做当中展现出我对弟兄姐妹们的爱心。
But rather a matter of whether or not I can manifest, show my love for brothers and sisters in my decision to do or not to do.
求主你保守我们属于你的教会。
May you protect our church.
求主你保守我们属于你的家庭。
May you protect the families that belong to you.
求主你保守维护我们的婚姻。
May you protect and defend, help defend our marriage.
求主你维护我们在孩子身上的教导。
May you help and protect our teachings.
主你让我们，主你让你的教会因为有这样的呈现。
And because your church has such a manifestation of your presence.
使我们所处的这个社会，使这个国家能够看见属你的荣耀。
So that the society and the world that we are situated in can see your glory.
可以看见主你那改变生命的大能。
Can see your great transforming power.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.